You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Burley, and today is January 18th, 2021. All right, everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Glad to see you all here on this actually very chilly day in South Florida. It's in the 40s right now where I live, and that doesn't happen but maybe a few times a year. And that kind of shuts everything down, if you know what I mean. Everybody's usually, if you are from South Florida, or if you've been to South Florida or Florida in general, you know that if it's under 70 degrees, everybody's got on their winter coats and stuff. So when it's under 50 degrees, usually everybody stays inside. I don't know about that, but yeah, you won't see too many people outside today until later on. But enough of the weather. Let's talk about what we're all really here for: wet shaving. That's right. So, few things going on in the wet shaving world. A little bit of news. Been kind of quiet lately, with the exception of a few releases and stuff like that. You know, Holy Black had a big release of their Solid Cologne. Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements had some releases come out. And a couple other things going on. But other than that, really it's been kind of quiet in the wet shaving world. So one thing I did notice is that a wet shaving vendor is moving on to different venture. Okay, it's a well-known artisan that I've actually dealt with in the past and have purchased things in the past, and I'm a little bummed out, a little disappointed to see that they're shutting down. But understand, you know, this isn't, you know, forever. Might not be closing forever. Might just be for now. And so that's a little bit, you know, that's some of the news going on right now. A little bit of a bummer. Also, in addition to that, as promised, single edge razors. That's right. I've been working with single edge razors for the whole year so far, all 18 days of it, and have been shaving primarily with single edge razors, which I will do until the series is finished. So I just really, and if you were listening to the last cast, you'll understand, I talk a lot about double edge razors. I talk probably 75% about double edge razors, maybe 20% of straight razors, and then the rest of it will be, you know, miscellaneous. But, you know, honestly, single edge razors deserve way more time in the spotlight, if you know what I mean, because they are really great razors. And I said in the last show, we didn't even mention them last year at all. So working with that, I just said, you know what, I started pulling them out of the drawer, and I have quite a few of them, and I do enjoy them, and there are several different types. And really just coming up with some content for single edge razors, because I know there's a couple groups out there, and I do know that they deserve love just as much as the other two major things as well. So yeah, single edge razors, part one. I'll tell you a little bit about my experience, talk a little bit about single edge razors and how to get one, and what kind of, you know, blades to get and stuff like that. There's several of them out there, but there are actually four different types of single edge razors, I think, if not five. So there are different types out there, but you know, they all work very well. Also, another vendor that I cannot believe has been under the radar for me. I've missed it, and I admit I am wrong on this, or I'm not wrong. I just oblivious to see that this vendor has been under the radar for me for so many years. Griffith Shaving Goods. If you haven't heard of them, it's a shaving good shaving website with mostly straight razors, and they sell vintage razors, new razors. They sell a lot of cauticles, a lot of stones, a lot of strops, their own brand of strops, all very made in USA strops and products like that. They have Simpson brushes and stuff. So, I mean, they have a good line. It's based out of Rhode Island. I never knew anything about it. So I'll talk a little bit about them. I also put the link in there, too, if you're interested in getting some good stuff for straight razors as well. So, guys, without further ado, let's get on with the show. Soapy Bathman. If you guys are not familiar with Soapy Bathman, it's been an artisan that's been around for several years now, and I actually like their stuff. They do great seasonal releases. Every year I feature them or do a little segment on them for the fall seasonal special, and they usually come out with some really good stuff. It's a Canadian-based company, and unfortunately, on January 9th, they posted the following message I'm going to read to you on their Facebook page. "Well, this post comes with a heavy heart. Soapy Bathman is shutting down. As some of you know, I've started a new venture called The Bearded Vegan since I've become bearded and vegan, LOL. I'm selling what's left of my inventory, and I put it all on this page. Thank you for all the years of support, and this isn't goodbye, it's see you later." So hopefully this company comes back in the near future. You know, we've seen it with a few other companies as well. They'll disappear for a little while, and then they'll come back. But Yeah, it's a little bit of a bummer. I went on the website already, and by the time I got to it, it was already sold out. So I think some of the secondary sellers, like West Coast Shaving and stuff, might have some inventory left. So guys, if you have those soaps, hold them to your heart because that is the end of them. Great soap, great artisan, also great customer service. It's sad to see them go, but I understand new venture, new ideas. So you got to kind of support them in that. So Soapy Bathman, we salute you from the Wet Shaving Talk podcast and can't wait to see what you do in the future as well. Although, unfortunately, I'm not one to have a beard, so I wouldn't be able to purchase any of the bearded products. But if you guys do and you do have any, you know, reviews on them or anything like that, always feel free to share them with me on via email. All right, so here's the big one. The drum roll, please. Single edge razors, part one. That's right. So, guys, I've been using single edge razors since I've started wet shaving, but not as much as I should be, I guess. It should be more in my rotation. And I didn't. Here's the thing with single edge razors. They're not as popular as double edge razors, mainly because not everybody uses them. Not everybody knows about them. And there's not just as many brands out there. And another thing, there's only about 5 different types or brands of blades that are make for these razors, right? The shovel razors, they call them the shovel heads. So we'll talk a little bit about the gem style shovel head razor first. Now, a little bit of the history. This razor is actually technically the first safety razor to come with a guard that used a removable blade. So yes, they made in the 1700s, there was a couple companies that are, I forgot the person's name, Jacques Perret or something like that, made a straight razor with a guard on it, right? And then the Camphy brothers came out with the single edge safety razor, but it took a blade that needed to be basically honed like a straight razor. So the kit started out in 1875. It was when it was released. I believe it was 1875. A big metal head it took a single edge blade that needed to be honed and stropped. And it was a wooden handle at the time. And then they got fancier handles that they got. They call them lather catchers because there's like a little lather catcher in the back. I have an 1890 model at home. I've actually used it, and I actually did a couple videos on it and stuff. And there's a way to use modern day blades in it instead of using the wedge blade that comes with it or it's quarter hollow blade that needs to be honed and dropped. Now with this razor also you could have gotten a stropping device to strop it. They're really cool. They go on any strop that you have. They also have little, like a stropping device. Also, you can take the handle and use it and just use it on a strop yourself. They're meant to be stropped and honed just like a straight razor. And this is really the first safety razor kind of modern style that came out, right? And they shaved well, but they were very expensive. And that was about until they really ran the game, that and straight razors, until Gillette came out with the double edge razor and the blade, which really Gillette didn't really invent the safety razor. They more invented the double edge blade, you know? That's where their claim to fame really is. I mean, they invented the razor to go around it, but the razor was already done by Camphy Brothers, you know, 25 years prior with some prototypes and stuff like that. And just that was actually very well known. And the reason why Gillette went to make a disposable blade, because really he had one of those Camphy Brother blades with the actual wedge blade, was shaving with it, didn't want to hone it when he was on the road and stuff, and had to go find a barber to do it for him, or had to take the time to do it. And he said, well, you know, if I had a razor that I could just change the blades out, it would be a lot easier, right? So that was the story and how he came and brought the double-edged blade to life, the disposable blade to life, which is really honestly changing. It changed the world, if you think about it, because we went to that disposable culture, right? That's for another podcast. So those razors were big, and they shave great if you get one with a really sharp blade, but they do require maintenance. But what I've been using lately is the gem style or the star style or ever ready. All were part of the American Safety Razor Company at one point before Gillette bought part of it out and all that. There's a bunch of stuff going on there. And these take the gem style single edge blades. Now, I put a little picture of the blades in there. And Gem still makes them by Persona, which is still, you know, a company that's still around. They're still made. They're still made to fit in there. And they really look like a box cutter blade that you would get at like a home improvement store, right? Now, one thing I'm going to emphasize, and I cannot emphasize this enough. If you're looking for a safety razor hack or a razor hack for these, because you don't want to wait to have these ordered in, or you can't find them in a store, and you think by going to the to the actual home improvement store, getting those blades because they fit and they look the same, are going to work. I'm telling you right now, you're going to go, the hack has been tried. Everybody's tried it. It's not going to be comfortable. You're going to shave your face. It's going to hurt. All right. They're not meant to be used as for shaving. The ones for shaving may look the same as a box cutter blade, and they might even weigh the same and everything, but they are a different type of steel tempered, and they're also much sharper for, and they're meant for shaving. So I don't recommend trying to go to Home Depot and buying them and saying, oh, look, I found a hack or something because I can't wait to buy the regular blades. I'll tell you now, if you're in the United States, Gem Blades, you can get them at Walgreens, and you can get them at a couple of drugstores, Rite Aids, and you can get them at like a Jewel Osco or something like that. They do have them in stock all the time, and you can go pick them up now, or if you can get them on Amazon or something like that, or a wet shaving vendor, you can do that too and wait a few days. But I don't recommend getting anything from the hardware store, all right? So there's about six different kinds of blades. I think Feather makes them, Gem makes them, a bunch of brands. Like for Persona makes them for like grocery stores. If you go to like Walgreens or Winn-Dixie or something like that, you might see their brand of blades. Those work well too. And also Treat makes blades like that. And there's a couple other ones. So the blade selection is very limited when it comes to the Gem razors. So I always got to say that when we get started, always make sure you get the right side of blades before you get one. Now, as for the shovel heads, which we call them, you have the lather catchers, which are the earlier models, right? With the big, which are, take those wedge style blades, which eventually went to disposable blades, and then they were replaced with the shovel heads, which is in the show notes. Looks like a shovel. You put the blade in, you insert it, and you get a shave at it. Now, something I will let you know about this razor is they shave very close. They shave very solid. The blades are very rigid, so it's a really good shave. I've been using it for a week now, or actually almost 2 weeks now, and I can tell you right now, I'm enjoying it. But one thing I will say is the blades don't last nearly as long. So I'm a head shaver, so I use my rate. I can get two shaves out of one of these blades. I've been using the Gem, and I've been using the Treat blades as well. I bought a little blade sampler from a vendor, and I got a couple of them in there. So they work really well. And honestly, the learning process is not is the same as a double-edged razor. It's more closer to a straight razor, so you want to change your angle around. You don't want to dig into the skin too much. Use very, very light pressure. But I love these razors, and they give a great head shave. The only thing is you got to be really careful, because if you dig in too much and you can get a little bit more angle control with these razors than you do with the double edge. So you can get a little closer, which also means you can get a little more irritation too. So just be really careful. Take some practice. Find your angle that you want, that you like, and grab your favorite brush and soap and go to town with these things. Now, EverReady and Gem, they were separate companies at one point, then they ended up merging. The razors at the newer ones, the more modern ones, are very, very similar. So you get one, the other, the heads are interchangeable with the handles. The handles really don't interchange with like a double-edged handle, so you'd want to keep the single-edge. But also, there's a few vendors out there that make handles for it if you're looking for something else. So really, just getting started with them is really fun. Most of them are made in the United States, if you get, there are some clones out there, but honestly, you can get a Gem razor or an EverReady razor or a Star razor. You can get them for about $15 on eBay. And if you just don't care about the way they look, they might have a little brassing. They are coated razors, so they are plated. If it's got brassing and you don't mind, I mean, you can get them probably for like $5. If you go to an antique store, there are a lot of them out there. Get that. The blades are still readily available, and you can go really have a great shave with these razors. Now, a couple things. I do know a few people that use them primarily. There's a few groups out there on Facebook, and there's also some little like Reddits or forums on forums that have just SE razors, they call them. And there's a lot of people out there that collect them and have them. There are quite a few out there. There really are a few models, quite a few of them, but most of them shave very well. The Micromatics and stuff, the newer ones with the plastic, they might be a little bit off, but there's also a couple of them. And the most valuable I've seen some of these razors go for are about $100. If you go for the older ones, they can get up higher to like, you know, pre-1900 for those lather catchers. They'll go in the hundreds to 200s, but nowhere near what a vintage Gillette will go for value-wise. So this is probably one of the best values in wet shaving, just to get a hold of these single-edge razors, you know, the shovel heads and stuff like that. And these are, I mean, like I said, I enjoy using them. I love collecting them. I have a few of them myself. And I don't think I paid more than $10 for or $15 for any of them, even with a case. So what I do recommend is getting a decent style SE razors to start off with. You can do Gem, EverReady, doesn't matter. Just get it decent so it works. One thing is the way the blades are loaded is that the hinges do break over time, so you want to make sure you check your hinges. And one thing I will recommend, don't mess with it when you get it. If it's a little bit off or a little bit bent, you know, unless it's the guard is off, don't mess with it at all, because they are very – I've broken a couple of them myself, and I feel bad for doing that because it's not like they're being made anymore. So shovel head style Gem, there's also some modern examples, like Above the Tie makes a head, which takes one of those blades. It's about $135 for a brushed stainless steel. And also Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements, they have the Starling, which is another razor that has different types of those too, different, what would you say, aggression levels. Yeah, aggression levels. So, I mean, really great razors all in all right there. You can get some modern ones too, but get a pack of those right blades. Always do yourself the favor, waiting to get the right blades. Get those Gem SE blades or equivalent and get them, and then you get started with that. Take your favorite brush, your favorite soap, and just start really taking your time. I do recommend using light pressure and skin stretching. So I know some of you double-edged guys out there are like, oh, yeah, skin stretching's for rookies. Well, it does work, and it works very well, and it's very important to do so when you're straight razor shaving. So treat a Gem-style razor or shovelhead razor like almost like a straight razor with a little guard on it. You know, treat them the same way. It's like a straight razor almost on a stick. So treat them right, and they'll treat you right, right? Treat them wrong, and then you'll get nicks and cuts, and you won't be feeling too good. So treat that razor with some respect, a little bit more attention than a double edge, and watch your angle, and you'll have some really great shaves with them. All right, so that wraps up week one of single edge razors, and week two we're going to go into a little bit more detail. We're going to get into those auto strop style razors, which are also excellent. They do take different blades, but the auto strop style blades or razors are a different game altogether. And a little bit where you actually can strop the blade inside the razor itself. It comes with a strop, comes with the blade and everything, the mechanism. So it's really cool. It's a little bit of a different razor. I enjoy using those as well. I think they're pretty fun to use too. So we'll talk about them next week, and then from there on, we'll do the Mongoose style razor, the modern style, feather style, artisan style, and then we'll finish it off with the One Blade, which takes everything all in their own category because they're their own thing. So hope you enjoyed the first installment of Single Edge Razors, and we will talk more about this throughout the year and collecting and stuff like that as well. So I cannot believe I've been doing wet shaving. This is my 10th year in wet shaving, believe it or not, and I've been always into like finding vendors and stuff like that. I thought I saw just about everything, and every year I find something that I missed, and I cannot believe I missed, especially for being a straight razor guy for so long. You know, when I was a straight razor guy, I bought a lot of my stuff from the Superior Shave out of Jacksonville, Florida. And I also bought a lot of stuff from Straight Razor Designs as well, which is no longer in business. And then I found that Griffith Shaving Goods just the other day have been around since 2010 selling straight razors. They have they have like packs of straight razors for a great price. Under $100, you can get like 10 vintage straight razors, right? They're not honed or anything, but it's just a pack of them. You know, it's nice to see that. And then I saw that they had like conical hones, regular different style hones. They have their own line of strops, all made in the USA using American leather, Horween leather strops. I mean, it was incredible to see this vendor. So that's why I really don't get too excited about when I see vendors like this. But this one I couldn't let go. This one I could not tell you guys about because, wow, it was just really, really great. They have some great brushes on there. A lot of European products, no artisan products really, but the homemade strops and stuff. I mean, their own line of strops, the paddle strops, the hanging strops, and then all the caudicles and stuff like that. Great site, guys. Great site to check out. So griffithshavinggoods.com, check them out. I have them on the website here when you get a moment. Really cool if you're into straight razors or anything like that. And as always, guys, my email is open, so send me an email if you have any questions about straight razors or anything before you make a purchase or stuff that you might need to get started, which we'll do some more content on as well this year. All right, everyone. So that concludes the podcast for this week. I hope you enjoyed the segment on single-edge razors. I've been having so much fun messing around with them and just looking at them again and getting into it. You know, sometimes with wet shaving, you kind of get into a little rut where it's really the same stuff you're doing every day. I tend to grab the same razor every day or same couple of razors. and, you know, I have a really decent collection myself that I've built over the last, you know, decade that I let go of some of the other ones. And the single edges have been sitting here collecting dust, and that's just, you know, something I just misplayed and kind of forgot about, you know. So going to revisit them has brought a little bit of light to the straight razor game. A lot of fun, or excuse me, traditional wet shaving game. It's been a lot of fun and just really brings a little bit more life to the shaved end, if you know what I mean. So I hope you enjoyed it, guys. Next week will be another even better one. And just wanted to remind you that this show, that our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to all you guys, the listeners, for year after year for listening to the podcast. We really do appreciate it and have a lot of fun doing it as well. Check out my site, ShaveStraightAndSafe.com. I'll be doing some new content. I'm working on it right now. Actually working on a book, too. And always feel free to contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. All right, guys, until we meet again, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.